Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Stefana Johnson with Yogalaki Fitness Studio, Holistic Health and Fitness Studio in East Vancouver. I am the author of Peace That Doesn't Come with a Pill, and wanted to take some time to talk about the book in a more expanded way. The book is something that I think is a great tool for anyone, so expanding on it gives me great pleasure, and I've gotten more and more questions and comments, which is very encouraging. So Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill came about because we're getting into a situation or a culture where we're looking for that instant gratification. I think we all have that experience or understand that. I myself would love to have that instant, quick, one shot. Everything's magically perfect, whether it's in a relationship or whether it's in parenting or whether it's in our health and our weight loss or you name it, right? But that's not the way things are. We are part of nature, and nature has cycles, and there are processes, and there's a foundation that has to be built and stability that needs to be developed, and then there are times when there's dormancy. So for us to expect always having things solved through a pill, and again, I'm just giving that as an analogy or, you know, using that as an example. I'm not being literal with, oh, the pills are all bad. You know, pills are what they are. But we can't constantly expect to have this instant, well, if I did take a pill, it fixes all of my problems. That's not true. It's a false idea. We have to stop thinking that way. And what else can we do so that we can live happier lives? Can we live healthier lives? And that's what the book is about. So yesterday we talked about awareness, and that's the first step in understanding anything, really. We have to become aware, right? So if we're not aware that our hair's on fire, we're probably not going to do anything about it. If we're not aware that our zipper's down, there's not a problem. But someone else may be, so once we're aware of it, like, oh, no, and then there's embarrassment and all of that. That's all the concepts around awareness. There's so many variances of awareness. But the fact of the matter is, when we become or give up our sense of personal responsibility and personal integrity around what's important to us, what our values are, what our goals are, what our dreams are, and we give them up to someone else, something else, we lose our controls. We essentially have given up the controls of our body, our mind, our life. And I really hope that as a culture, we can shift that and change. Now, not from this dogmatic point of view, but from this more holistic place. I see this with my young children, that more than anything, I would prefer to empower them to self-awareness and to be able to be responsible for their lives, but from the inside out, not from someone dictating to them, you must do this or else, by these laws of punishment and rewards, and us understanding what actually feeds us what nourishes us as opposed to, oh, well, if I don't do this, I'm going to get punished. If I do this, I'll be rewarded. Instead, what truly nourishes us from the inside out? So today's specific piece is on the next step after awareness, and that's imagination. To imagine is one of our greatest abilities, and it's creation. We are creators. We're not spectators. We're not meant to be spectators in life, but our culture has bred this in us now to be spectators, even though it seems like, oh, we're participating in the video game, or we're participating as this. But we're not. We've become spectators, and we've kind of become the folks that, sheep. We've become sheep. And I don't think that that's really the best way for humanity to go. And I think that we can each do our part to take back responsibility, and whatever your beliefs are, that we can make a difference wherever we are. And for imagination, imagining, this is one of our greatest gifts, especially when you find yourself in a situation or a circumstance that's not optimum. I believe that everything happens twice first in the mind and then in reality. So we really have to get control of our thoughts. And this has been, for time immemorial, the great thinkers have always talked about this and brought this up, that we are what we think about. We bring about what we think about. And in knowing that and seeing that for ourselves, we can understand that we have to take back control of those thoughts and those thought patternings and use discipline. And sometimes it may be very, very difficult, especially when there's so many programs running. And when they keep running over and over and we don't know what to do to get past that, especially because it evokes emotion in us and we are emotional beings, and then we respond to those emotions thought-wise and start making this mean something and mean more and more of what it doesn't actually mean, right? So going back to that awareness piece, let's step back and look at how can we become more aware of what we're thinking about, and are these thoughts what I choose or would want to be thinking about in order to create and to imagine into my future, into imagine into my world what I choose, what I desire for my health, my body, my relationships, my success, my family, et cetera, in all areas. And while that may seem like a lot of work, what's the alternative? Okay, what's the alternative? I'd rather do some of this work. And yes, it is hard. And sometimes it just feels so heavy and oppressive to even do the work of the simple steps of, okay, let's take a breath and get present and come back to his space. So I'll talk more about that in when I teach you the Pilot Your Way method. But for now, let's really get clear on the fact that you are a creator. You can imagine and use that innate gift, skill, sense to create your life. And imagine into being what it is you truly desire, what your deepest dreams are. You can study any of the greats on this. There's, you know, thank goodness for the internet and the way to be able to access so much. You can Google thoughts become things, and the Buddha talked about this. So we know generations, thousands and thousands of years we've been looking at this, and we can see how we can restore our lives no matter what they look like right now, no matter what your physical body looks like, your health, your relationships, no matter what your bank account looks like, you can change that. You can take back the controls and decide what it is that you want to create. But you have to be aware that you are the creator. You are the one that's imagining into being what it is that will be your life and become your life. Because right here, right now is the past. What you have right now is the past. It is what you have thought into being and has come about. And so if you want to change what is now, you must plant the seeds and cultivate that and keep nourishing it and nurturing it and cultivating that. Even when it's difficult, even when the reality that is only, again, thought and then reality, so we have to change the thought first. We have to imagine something new, imagine something better, and keep imagining that. So the next piece that we're going to go over tomorrow is focus, because you can imagine something, but then you can go over here and chase after this next idea or chase after that next idea or run over here and get distracted by all the exciting things that are going on in life and internet and everywhere, dramas and this, or you can focus. And that's the next step that we need to work on, is to be able to focus. So there are tools that I use. I teach this in my classes. Each one of my classes, we be present. We are present with ourselves. The moment we arrive here, it's not about just taking an exercise class. It's not just about taking a meditation class. It's about being present and understanding that you you yourself are generating and can reconnect to that sense of divine creation that is manifesting through your home, which is your body right now. And that's what's really exciting, is to be able to take that back and to realize that you don't have to be the victim or the effect of someone else's cause or something else's cause or even your own cause of a past thought that maybe wasn't optimal and maybe you didn't or weren't aware that you could change your thoughts, or maybe you weren't aware that thoughts actually produce things. Can you experiment with this? Try it out. See what happens when you change your thoughts, both in positive and negative. Experiment. Find out for yourself. Create your own living laboratory. Don't be someone else's guinea pig or laboratory rat. And you decide for yourself what you want to create. I think that is something that if we could give that to ourselves as a gift and to restore that and to reconnect with the essence of us and really dive into what are our dreams, what are our health and fitness goals, what are our relationship goals, success goals, the whole picture of living our best lives ever, what could that potentially look like for you? And then continue to imagine into that. Imagine how it feels. Imagine the smells. Imagine the sounds you hear. Imagine what people are saying. Imagine how you are feeling and what you're wearing and what your body feels like. Imagine. Even if you have to start with the smallest of the smallest to focus in and discipline yourself to really focus in on creating and imagining what you want and not letting that mind get away from you to start imagining things that are negative and really blocking out things that and evicting thoughts and external influences that are not in your highest and best good. And having the discipline and the courage and the willingness to see it through, your life will be so much better. And when we do that for ourselves, we essentially are changing the universe all over. And this is the butterfly effect. That is that beautiful gift that we can all do. So it is not the most selfish thing you can do to reconnect with your heart, to reconnect with yourself, to take the time to fully create your life from the inside out. In fact, it is the best thing you can do for everyone. It is the greatest good for the greatest number of everyone involved. And that's what I hope, not only for myself and for my family, but for my community and the world at large. So I hope that you've got something from this, that we continue to become aware. And the more we're aware of, and we can see that we can create, and our reality is made by the thoughts we have, that's the agency, then we can really a life of our dreams, because it happens here first in the mind. And then we get to imagine and create that. So I'll see you tomorrow as we focus on focus. I'm Stefana Johnson. You can find out more at yogalachi.com, yogilachi.com. You can grab my free essential tools, and I will see you next time. Peace and love.